Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, July 31st, 2008. The Israeli army invades West Bank cities, kidnapping 16 civilians, while Israeli troops shot a civilian in Tilkarm. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. On Thursday morning, Palestinian medical sources in central West Bank city of Ramallah told IMEMC that 17-year-old Yosef Amira, who was shot in the nearby Ni'ilin village on Wednesday evening, had been pronounced clinically dead. Amira was among the villagers who took part in the funeral of Ahmed Musa, the 11-year-old Palestinian boy who was killed by Israeli army gunfire on Tuesday night. Witnesses said that Israeli soldiers stormed the village and took up positions there. As soon as the funeral on Wednesday afternoon was finished, local youth clashed with the Israeli soldiers. Amira was among the three who were injured. The village of Ni'ilin, located near Ramallah, is the scene of almost daily nonviolent actions against the Israeli wall being built on villager lands. On Thursday at dawn, an Israeli military force invaded Anabta village, located in the southern part of the West Bank city of Tulkarm. Israeli troops shot intensive gunfire. Mahmoud Abdeljabbar was shot and Israeli soldiers ransacked several houses in the village. No kidnappings were reported. Meanwhile, 20 Israeli settlers attacked Hebron City. They shot gunfire at random and hit cars with iron bars and stones. 15 cars were damaged. Settlers also attacked civilian houses in the village of Wad al-Nasara. The Israeli army kidnapped 16 civilians at dawn on Thursday from the West Bank cities of Jenin, Hebron, and Salfit. Local sources reported that a number of Israeli vehicles invaded Jenin and started shooting sound bombs and gunfire at random. Israeli troops walked the city streets and searched several homes, including the resident of Rami Dawahdeh, 23. The troops kidnapped Dawahdeh and took him to an unknown destination. In Hebron City, Israeli troops kidnapped 13 civilians. They searched and ransacked houses in the city and closed the city entrance, which hindered the movement of civil cars. Moreover, in the West Bank city of Salfit, Israeli troops kidnapped 2 civilians while ransacking homes in Kuful village located in the southern part of the city. The Israeli army shot gunfire, causing panic among women and children. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by William Bascom and Hussam Qassis.